you somewhere, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Multiple wildfires are still raging in and around Los Angeles, and strong Santa Ana winds through Wednesday are expected to make the fire fight even more difficult. The death toll is up to at least 24. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Pacific Palisades.
Firefighters from around the U.S., as well as Mexico and Canada, are on the ground. And on Sunday, Governor Gavin Newsom announced an additional 1,000 National Guard troops to the 1,500 already deployed.
More than 12,000 structures have been destroyed or damaged. CBS's Elise Preston.
We went with Michael and Felita Keeling to see the charred ruins of the Altadena home they bought 25 years ago.
It actually is worse than I thought. It's worse than you thought.
Well, because I guess from the pictures, I thought maybe like a wall would have collapsed and maybe something would have been still existing.
A new round of winter weather is set to hit from the plains to the East Coast. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We have lake effect snow warnings that are in effect from this afternoon right through Thursday that have been posted in the usual areas of western New York State and northwest parts of Pennsylvania.
Denmark's foreign minister says he's ready to discuss the future of Greenland with President-elect Trump. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Foreign Minister Rasmussen said Trump has a specific way of making requests.
Nations have the right to their own territories. Having said that, I don't want to get into any dispute.
And he said Denmark shares Trump's concerns about security in the Arctic.
What we are doing right now is getting into more detailed dialogue with the incoming president.
Trump has reiterated his interest in taking control of Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, because of its strategic location and mineral resources.
A week before he leaves office, President Biden will deliver a speech on foreign policy. CBS's Paulina Smolinski.
With a world at war, President Biden is set to define his foreign policy legacy on Monday at the State Department. In a speech expected to focus on the administration's investment in strong global alliances and reclaiming America's leadership role in the world.
Hey, stargazers, there's a comet headed our way. You might be able to spy the G3 Atlas, brightest of the year, as it approaches the sun today. The American Museum of Natural History's Jackie Faraday.
It's worth trying to see it because even if you can't see the core of the comet, you can see a tail from it. And that extends higher in the sky, so it gives you a longer amount of time after the sun sets.
She says it won't be back around this Earth for more than 100,000 years. S&P futures down 35. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Temperatures have dropped with wind chills below zero. Warming centers are running in Racine and Kenosha counties. Those in need can call 211 to find the closest. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A fire in Racine County Saturday burned two buildings containing classic cars and RVs. No injuries were reported and the cause is under investigation. A standoff yesterday in Racine lasted 5 hours after a man with a gun caused a disturbance. Crisis negotiators were able to take the man into custody at around noon. The Racine Unified School Board will consider a $190 million operational referendum for the April 1st ballot. They'll talk about that tonight. And Racine and Kenosha counties have launched their tree and shrub sales programs. Both counties offer affordable native seedlings for purchase through online stores. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw three interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there, and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a glove. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Welcome to Monday, another full work week. I'm Dan Marcus, helping you get through it. At the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, watch how things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Take my hand from my
my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Brothers and Sister Rose, too late to turn back now. I'm Dan Marcus. Sad news for the Packers yesterday. We lost the wild card. But we'll be back next year, bigger and better and stronger and healthier than ever. And as Chris Morrow pointed out on Facebook last night, well, pitchers and catchers report in about a month, the first Brewers spring training game is next month, February 22nd. That's about 5 weeks away. So that's promising, right? Go for it. Go Brew Crew. WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Open wide and say... Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, roughly 15 minutes from now, is an anthem. It didn't start the movement, but it became the anthem for a movement. It's on the way. But first, let's update you on what's happening around the world and up your street. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Warming centers are open as temperatures take a dip. The National Weather Service has wind chills below zero today and through the early part of the week. Many area libraries, community centers, and government buildings are serving as places for those in need to warm up. Snow returns later in the week. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Before the barn burned, someone said they heard an explosion. There were two buildings on fire in that big Racine County fire Saturday. No injuries were reported and no animals were impacted. There were classic cars, RVs, and other vehicles being stored in the barns along 6 Mile Road in Caledonia. The cause of that major fire is still under investigation. Fire crews from all over the area were called in to help. We're working on learning more about what led to that standoff in Racine yesterday. Police say at around 7 yesterday morning, a man with a gun prompted the situation at a home near Geneva and Hagerer. 5 hours went by in that standoff position, with crisis negotiators able to get the man into custody at around noon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, out of Cleveland. I mention that every time because there's not a lot out of Cleveland. Often, WRJN.
I can't wait forever. Even though you want me to.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And a slow dance song you waited for the disc jockey to play at the Friday night dance.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
news, timeless hits, WRJN, as we open up the WRJN radio vault for another Nuggets. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that I've found that hasn't been on the radio for a while and deserves to be for one reason or another. This one has got a lot of reasons to be back on the radio right now. This song was an anthem that was popular in 1972. Hit number one, Christmas Time of 1972, knocked the Temptations' Papa Was a Rolling Stone out of number one for a week. But this song was not the movement. It was the anthem for the movement, the feminist movement, for the ERA and equal rights for women. The song is I Am Woman by Helen Reddy. Now, listen to the words and tell me if you don't think this might be just as significant today as it was in 1972. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard
because it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, cause you've deepened the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom on the plain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong, I am invincible.
A unique person. She went on to have 12 top 40 hits. That was only her second top 40 in the States. She was from Australia. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This afternoon, another female singer, and this one a superstar for a decade or more before she had the hit that became her second top 40 hit. And that's this afternoon about 1:45-ish on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series on WRJN. On a frosty Racine day like today goes a long way, doesn't it? So does Marvin Gaye out of Motown. Mercy, Mercy Me, parentheses, The Ecology. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Southern California wildfires, one of the most destructive natural disasters in the state's history, are still raging in and around Los Angeles. At least 24 people have died. More than 12,000 structures have been destroyed or damaged. Avanti Persona grew up in the Pacific Palisades.
What I always thought was one of the most beautiful neighborhoods in Los Angeles is just gone.
Despite a lull over the weekend, more powerful winds are on the way. KNX's Craig Figner is in Pasadena.
It's a chance for Southern California firefighters to gain the upper hand on two major fire scenes. The Pacific Palisades fire, which has burned more than 23,000 acres, and the Eaton fire, more than 14,000 acres, that one in Pasadena and Altadena. The next windstorm could be 72 hours starting Tuesday.
Schools in Los Angeles are reopening today, but as the fires continue to burn, there are concerns about air quality and health risks from smoke. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent, Dr. John LaPook.
Close the doors, close the windows. If you have an air conditioner, set it so it's on recirculate, so you're not sucking in the air from the outside that may be full of dust.
Health concerns higher for older adults, children, people with breathing issues, and pregnant women. Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow for the incoming president's cabinet choices. CBS